Hi, and welcome to episode one of the PlayStation Temptation podcast. You know, long awaited
and well needed. I mean, we did record this like twice.
Yeah.
And you echo. But I think we got it good now, right, Pratt?
Yeah, you might still hear some echoing, but it's a lot better than what it was.
Yeah. Those are actually kind of funny.
I know this echo is actually like makes us sound cooler than we are. The other one just made us sound retarded.
I'm glad.
Yeah. So yeah.
Anyways, we better introduce ourselves. Hi, I'm Nick. I'm white.
You're white?
Yeah, I'm a whitey. I like PlayStation, obviously. I own a PlayStation 3, and my dad owns a PSP, so I can use that if I want to. And then I don't know what else. Anyways, Pratt, who are you?
Well, I am Pratik. That's my whole name.
I use the word Pratt just because it's more fun.
Yeah, it is more fun. Well, you know, I guess since we're saying race too, I'm Indian.
That's why I said race.
Yeah, I'm not Indian like the people, not the feather kind. I'm the dot kind. So
yeah, he's from
Get that out of the way right away.
He's India, like the country India.
Yep. Actually, from Michigan, but
yeah. Okay, whatever. Minnesota's that.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, I guess I've been. I have all PlayStation stuff too. Everything that they made, I have that.
Oh, me too. Basically.
And
except for the PS.
And today, actually, we have a extra person with us. You know?
Yeah, we have a little special guest. I don't know how often these people are going to be here, but Mike Gower decided. I just said his full name because I usually call him Gower, but he decided to join us for this luckily first episode we got going on here. Say hello to the folks there, Gower.
Hi, I'm also from Michigan, like the Indian over there. Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, so what kind of games do you play, Mike?
Okay, well, I'm more of a Nintendo kind of guy, but, you know, I'm not, because I just recently, well, not really recently, a few months ago, got a PSP, which I'm pretty much loving. I don't really use for games that much. I'm more of a download videos and put them on my PSP and watch that shit and stuff like that. And, I got a PS2, but I don't have a PS3. I'm sorry. I failed you.
Yeah, you fail.
I have a 360, though. I mean, if you want to talk about that.
No!
I'm sure that's what
Nick loves
audience
the 360.
Wants, you know.
God, I hate the 360. what can you play on the 360 that I can't play on PS3 or computer?
360. I mean, man, you really...
Shut up, Pratt. Pratt came up with that.
I heard it from many other places.
Okay,
I didn't come up with that.
Pratt, I would be very angry at you, but this is a PlayStation podcast, so I think I'm just...
I didn't come up with that. I heard it on other places. I thought
whatever,
it was funny.
Whatever, start.
So.
Just continue.
Anyways, we are a PlayStation-centered podcast, but we do play other stuff. Like, I have a Wii and a DS, and I do enjoy them very much. I have the original Xbox just because my PS2 broke, and that's all I had. But, normally we, you know, normally I do stick to the PlayStation, but I do enjoy the occasional Nintendo.
Yeah.
We are going to try to do this weekly. I mean, if Pratt gets his ass around to doing it, I mean, I'm always up for it, but Pratt's always like, no, I'm going to do it. He's always so freaking lazy, so as long as he's willing to do it, I'm up for it. So we're going to try to get him out every week if we can.
I'll try my best, and we're trying to work on it. We're recording this on Saturday, so it's still the first week of the year. Barely.
Yeah. We got about an hour and 5 minutes. But anyway.
Other stuff. Well, we're not trying to be any like professional people in any way. We just do this because we enjoy doing it. We enjoy gaming. We try to have fun with it. So don't expect like professional stuff from us.
Yeah, we're not professional at all.
I'm professional, but they're not professional.
Oh, ha, 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 ha. Yeah, you're professional Nintendo boy. Anyways.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah. Like Pratt said, we're not professionals or anything, but we just do know a decent amount about stuff. We usually can get some of the new games. We don't have like the inside scoop on anything, just because we're just not that old. We're in our teens.
Hey, LaFour announced, just told you.
Huh?
Inside scoop. I don't know. Whatever. Just keep talking.
Inside scoop. Okay. Halo 4.
And then I realized that this is the PlayStation podcast, and I was like, "Damn it!
Elaborate. Is it for the next Xbox? Or?
It's Xbox
720?
Collaboration of all three consoles in 2074.
What do they come out for the Xbox next? Xbox 720.
Xbox 3.
It's the Nintendo PS 747,000.
Okay.
I'm too lazy to add up all the different three, like, degrees, you know.
Yeah, that's too much work. Anywho, the show is basically going to go like this. Our intro, then, like, what we've been playing, and we'll go into some detail and, like, what's, like, going on with it and stuff. Like, yeah. What we're playing, if it's been good or not, and stuff like that. Then we'll have the PlayStation Store update up for the week, as long as they have one. We'll say what comes out on it. Then we'll have a topic of the week. If we have one, we're not always going to have one, but we'll try to have one every week. Then we'll just have some news and some closing stuff, or thoughts, or whatever.
Wrapping it up stuff, pretty much.
Yeah, basically.
So start the what we have been playing, so we keep going.
That's what we're doing. Okay, so
why are you trying to hurry up our show?
Well, I'm sorry. We just have problems sometimes with...
No, we don't. Sorry. Discussion is good.
It's actually like, you know, I don't want to speed up things. I mean, if we have to go hour...
Fine, some days
we can.
Fine. Just stop spending so much time arguing with me.
Okay, sorry.
Okay.
All right, so I guess we'll just start with Pratik. What have you been playing this week or month or whatever? Do you want to just go with this week or...
Well, I'll stick to recent stuff.
Yeah, recent. Okay.
Well, I have... Well, this... Well, recently I've been playing some fun stuff. I picked up Call of Duty 4 for the PC, though, not PlayStation, so... But, yeah, it is on the PlayStation 3. Runs just as well as all
the
other
platforms. It's also on the
360. Yeah, it's also on the 360 and DS.
DS
one's actually not that bad, but...
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's on multiple stuff. It runs well on all stuff. I don't know about DS. I guess it runs well for DS game.
Yeah, it works fine.
Yeah, and so if you want to pick it up or whatever, you know, I'd recommend it. It's a fun game. I've been playing it online mostly recently.
I've heard that the single player is just amazing.
The single player is actually pretty fun. I'm not that
really
far into
realistic.
It, but... Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
really,
I shot a guy in the
really
foot,
good,
fell over, and 10 minutes later he shoot me in the face with his pistol. I don't know how he still survived.
Well, you shot him in the foot.
Yeah,
okay, well,
he's
the
like
point is, most other
ground.
Shooter games, you know, that like they fall over, they're dead. No, he fell over, and then like he's kind of laid there for a little bit, just clutching his foot, crying, I guess, or something. And then he gets his pistol and starts shooting at me again. Like,
ooh, that sucks.
But it's so realistic. You're just like, oh my god.
I realize how like amazing the single player stuff was when I first got to like the TV station thing.
Oh, you mean when you're in the computer room?
Yeah, like the.
Oh
the
my god,
room.
That
That's
was
when
so
I,
hard.
Why? What happens?
That was like the first time I realized how good this game is.
You're just like in this big
like
this
the
big, like,
OMG moment.
You're in this big like computer room,
yeah.
And there's like a bunch of terrorists and shit, but. It's just, for me at least, I was playing on, like, the difficulty above normal, because I thought I could handle it, but I can't. And they're just all, you can't see them very well, because they look kind of like your people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, and it's, like, really intense, and they're throwing grenades all over the place, and, you know, they're really tactical, and they do different things every time. Like, I die.
Yeah, I've heard that the AI is really good in it, too.
Like, I'd go one way, thinking, oh, they don't go this way, all of a sudden I'd run into five people and I'd die. I'd be like, God, no! Do the same thing you did last time.
But that is a fun like thing. That whole mission. That whole mission is actually amazing. It's actually like fun.
Yeah, well that's fun.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So yeah. I guess
well you know what amazed me too is the night vision.
the night vision is actually nice because
when you do night vision in some other games, you're just like, this is stupid.
Yeah, but on this one, you can actually like see like the track of all the guns and stuff.
I use it really well. Yeah, well, I use it cool. like, a lot.
Yeah, it's actually really fun. Yeah.
Sorry.
So, yeah. Other stuff I've been playing. I've been playing. Actually picked up Assassin's Creed on the cheap recently on Best Buy.
The cheap? So, how much was it?
37, on
the
cheap. $37.
That's why worth was it 37?
I don't know. It was like a sale. It was a markdown after Christmas, so I figured I'd pick it up, you know, since I haven't had a chance to in the fall.
How far are you?
Not too far in. I've been playing a lot of other stuff.
Oh, I just assassinated the fourth guy, but that is a fun game, though. I like the...
Yeah.
Assassinations.
Some unexpected stuff in the story. I don't want to spoil much. But...
The story just like took me across the slapped me across the face. Nobody in any of the reviews I ever read like never mentioned it.
They didn't want to spoil it. I mean,
I know. I'm glad they did because it's like what? I'm so confused.
But it was no, it's actually pretty nice. And I'm not that far into it, but all the. Like stabbing people and stuff. It's pretty fun. I heard later on it gets really repetitive, but you know.
Well, I like how you can walk up to someone, you know, and they're just like, "What are you doing?" And then you just kind of look like you're hugging them, and then you just stab them and you walk away.
Yeah.
And then they just fall to the ground after a few seconds, and everybody's just like, "Oh my god, an assassin's here!" But they don't notice you because you're just doing a little pray motion because you look like a priest.
Oh yeah, I love doing that.
Yeah. And no, that's awesome. And you go into like a little priest.
They think you're like praying. It's
they
awesome.
Lose you.
Yeah.
It's like, what the hell?
Cool.
Yeah, it is. It is pretty cool. So, yeah. Well, other stuff I've been actually playing is UT3. I actually got the PS3 one, and I haven't had a chance to download some of the mods on it. But you know, for those of you that care, they are up.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I should think about picking that game up.
It is actually really fun. I actually play with the mouse and keyboard because, I mean, I literally like don't see how you can move that fast with the sticks.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, the linear sticks on the controller. Yeah, but seriously, if you're gonna play the game, play it with the mouse and keyboard. Otherwise, you'd be selling yourself short of the experience.
Yeah, true.
That's one of his favorite phrases.
Yeah, but I've been playing online. Online is pretty good. I mean, the online on the PC one, I heard like since it didn't sell too like the PS3 one actually sold a little bit more than the PC one, which is not hard to say because the PC one didn't sell like much at all.
Mm-hmm. So.
Well, you go online, you can find a server and stuff to play on. It's not like there's
dead.
Nothing that's like dead, yeah. But shooting stuff is fast paced, like the other Unreal games. It's pretty fun. I mean, if you like that, like super hardcore shooter stuff, I'd definitely recommend the pickup.
Yep.
But one thing which I noticed with like all Unreal game, like Unreal Engine based games, like on any platform, is that you know when you first start off, like the first few seconds are like all like the textures and stuff look like goo for like a little bit, like a few like a second or two. I don't know. I just thought it was kind of annoying, but it doesn't really do anything.
Sure.
I guess One thing that me and Nick and Mike and everybody have been playing is Rock Band. So
of course, yes, Rock Band. How can you get away from that game?
I know I didn't want to get away from that, but I'll let you discuss that on your thing. So we
okay.
Can I don't want to take away from your moment.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Other stuff I have been playing is I did start up Super Mario Galaxy. So. I got 3 stars, you know.
Wow, you're on fire.
I know 3 stars.
Okay, what else?
Well, you don't want to talk about Mario?
Pratt, this is a PlayStation podcast.
I know, but it's still a great game.
Yeah, I know. Okay, go on.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's pretty much all I got.
Okay. Alright, I guess I'll go next then.
Yeah, just go.
What have I been playing, you ask? Okay, well, I'll tell you. Actually, the last game that I played for the PlayStation 3 that's still downstairs in my basement is Rock Band. Very addicting game, I gotta say. I still haven't unlocked all the songs yet, because when I first got the game, Gower came over and we played co-op mode, and you don't really unlock all that all that many songs that way. So then I played through easy on the drums so I could, you know, get used to everything and stuff like that. So I still didn't unlock all the songs. I got a couple of the bonus songs, like Flyleaf. Making people sing that's pretty hilarious. So basically we like all rotate between all the different instruments. Gower loves to sing the most, I think, out of all of us. I think Gower likes...
Yeah.
He does.
His throat dies, like after
putting
some water or something.
I know. That's tough.
Well, just like real life.
Mm-hmm. It's fun. And then, I don't know. I gotta say, probably my favorite instrument is the drums, which I'm better than Pratik at, which is kind of funny. But Pratik beats me in guitar, and he always has.
Yeah. Which, damn straight, kind of, you know.
Yeah, at least I got you in drums. And probably singing, okay. Too.
I'll catch up.
No, you won't. Let's see. So yeah, there's really not that many bad songs in it. Like the track list, I honestly don't think it's not as strong as the Guitar Hero 3 one. I don't think it's nearly as strong, but it could be because of the songs that they're now releasing for it. Like when we get into the PlayStation Store update, I'll go more into that about everything about the new songs that are coming out, but. If they keep coming out with songs like they are, or they get some even better ones than the ones that they're coming out with, like, it's gonna, Rock Band's gonna have some pretty sweet songs. I mean, I already picked up the Metallica pack just because I love Metallica a lot. Like, it's the first band I ever really listened to, so, yeah, I'm really like the Metallica.
Well, I was gonna say, for the Rock Band, I mean, for me, I really don't listen to much music, so, you know, a lot of those weird songs that most people haven't heard of, I haven't heard of. And I was looking at the Rock Band thing, I'm just like, never heard of that, never heard of that, never heard of that. So, I mean,
I've
never heard of them. And I go on Guitar and I'm just like, I know 90% of these songs, you know.
Yeah. Like, you know, see, that's...
First, you know, Hit Me With Your Best Shot, all these different songs, I just know.
Yeah, but, you just knew a lot of them. But see, like, with Rock Band, I realized, like, I didn't really know the names of the songs, but when I started playing, I'm like, oh, hey, I've heard this song. I like this song. Da, da, da. So, if the song list isn't that bad. I mean, I'm not, like, totally pissed off about the song list, because, I mean, it's got some really good songs, like Tom Sawyer. Like, I've heard the song, like, many, many times before, but I didn't even know what it really was. That's easily one of my favorite songs. And, like, yeah, so, like, you just don't know what you're getting in it. So, it's pretty cool. I like that. About Rock Band, because it's been nice. I haven't played Guitar Hero 3 for a while.
It's because Rock Band's like so much better than Guitar Hero.
I know. Rock Band is. See, the thing about Rock Band is it's like total rhythm, and Expert isn't just like random mashing of notes. And you know, at times it's kind of fun to randomly mash those notes on Guitar Hero, but your hand just dies.
Yeah, but you get a whole place for that in Rock Band to randomly mash on notes.
I know, but I mean, like, actually to a song. I mean, I like Guitar Hero for what it is, but I like Rock Band better easily.
Well, like, when we first played it at Pratt's house, when I got off and I was playing drums, you know, I got, like, off beat, so I had to, like, get back on. You guys started screwing up. So it's like it's a group thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I like...
Stops playing, then everybody gets thrown off, because they're like, wait, there's no bass. Crap.
Yeah, I know, it's weird. It's weird when, like, someone fails and, like, let's say the singer fails and there's no words. It's just kind of weird to keep playing without any words. And, like, I think it's really cool that it's, like, really, really team-based because, like, even when you go into overdrive, which is basically, like, star power, so you get two times the points, You can, if everyone goes into Star Power at the same time, you get like 8 times the points or something like that. But it's not for each individual one. Like the whole group gets like 8 times. So if you get like if you're like a 4 times multiplier times the 8 times multiplier, so basically you do like 32 times of points, I think.
Yeah. 6 months ago, you guys laughed at me for saying Rock Band was so much better than Guitar Hero.
Well, we didn't know.
Yes.
But looking at the song list, how are we supposed to know?
Well, I already knew that it's not about the songs. I thought it was about gameplay.
I don't know. Yeah.
Well, it's about the songs too. It's about the songs too. But I mean, the songs weren't like bad or anything. I looked at the stuff. They had like Enter Sandman. No.
They just didn't have as many songs as like I saw on Guitar Hero 3. So yeah. I just was like, yeah.
And even before both games come out, I knew Rock Band's online was going to be like.
Yeah, the online's so really good. Like. The Guitar Hero 3 one isn't bad, but it's not nearly as good as Rock Band. Like, you can just go on there and be like, hey, I want to play drums tonight, and then you search for other people, and usually you can find 3 other people to play. The only tough time is finding someone to, like, to do the mic. Yeah, singing's sometimes tough. Yeah.
That's why I like
singing. Yeah, I know.
It's actually pretty fun, and... Maybe. I recommend
if anyone, if you've never played it, you gotta go play it. It's
oh,
it's
you know
tough,
what I noticed though?
Fun.
Is when we were doing the Kinect Online thing, and it was like you singing, me drumming, or something like that.
Yeah.
2 people joined for guitar, but they didn't take. I thought it would be like you have to choose bass, but you don't. For each song, you can change every time. You know, it's like the song starts, and you gotta pick your difficulty. You know.
Yeah.
It'd be like guitar, bass. I thought it would be like you know bass.
Fixed position.
Or,
That's pretty cool. I like that too.
So they can switch off when they want to. You don't have to.
Yeah, you can like switch off between songs or something. If someone's like greedy, they could just take all the songs. But anyways, yeah, that happens. But I don't know. All in all, Rock Band's a really sweet game. It's worth every penny, in my opinion.
It is, and
because if you think about it, like you get. Well, you don't get to play a bass like solo tour, but you get a guitar, a singing, and a drum, and the drums are just like amazingly fun. Because there's like parts in the middle of the song, like let's say when you want to go into overdrive with the drums, you like bang on the drums as hard as you can. You don't have to, but I do just because I'm crazy. And then you just got to make sure you hit like the green note at the end, and then you go into overdrive. It's really fun. That's also how you save people, is by going into overdrive. Like, if someone fails, you usually want, like, let's say you're playing with 4 people, you usually want the bass if you know someone's going to fail, have, like, the bassist or the guitarist save up their overdrive, so when they fail, you can save them right away. Because if you don't save them enough time, everyone fails the song, so. And you can only save them twice.
Yeah.
It's really fun, though.
I think did we cover that? Whole thing, right?
Yeah, I think we got Rock Band pretty good there. But yeah, Rock Band's a pretty sweet game. Like, we can't talk about it enough just because we've been playing it so much lately.
Oh, yeah.
So today I was getting kind of bored. So my PS2 is sitting in my room, and I'm like, hey, you know what? I'm going to pump up some Guitar Hero 2. So I played that for about a half hour, and my hands were just killing me. But I realized that Guitar Hero 2 is so easy. So easy compared to Guitar Hero 3.
Well, yeah, it is.
Yeah, I was just, like, amazed. Like, because I played Laid to Rest by Lamb of God, and before, I just couldn't do it on Expert. I, like, 4-starred the song today. I don't even know how I did it. And it was, like, really easy for me. So, I don't know. Either I've gotten better because of Rock Band and Guitar Hero 3, or, I don't know, Guitar Hero 2 just really wasn't that hard or something. I don't know.
Yeah, well... I've been doing some other stuff with Guitar Hero 2, so...
Yeah, I know.
I don't want to get
nothing. Let's see. What else have I been playing? Well, I like to game on my PC a lot. I'm a World of Warcraft addict, so I've been playing that a little bit and stuff like that. So, actually, the other night, I was laying in bed, and I was like, what to play... because I didn't want to go to bed yet. And so I started playing Devil May Cry 3 again. That game, Devil May Cry, is amazing. I love Devil May Cry. Like, it's, if you've never played it, just, like, go out and buy that, like, 3-pack or whatever it is.
The 3-pack?
Yeah, you know which one of the collector's
edition? Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I think it was, like, $20 or something. I don't remember. I got it for my birthday, like, 7 months ago or something. But it's so great. Like, those games are so awesome. They can get really, really hard if you're not playing on easy, but it's just, oh, so much fun. You're just killing demons and zombies and ghosts and stuff. Very addicting gameplay. And that's really all I've been playing. I mean, I basically have been sticking to Rock Band because it's extremely addicting. And, you know, see, the thing is, I haven't really played Rock Band all that much by myself. That's why I don't have every song, so...
Yeah,
it's more of a team game.
I know. First night I got it, I just like, I needed to unlock everything. I don't know. It's just one of those things I have to do.
Yeah, I know. Well, see, I wanted to do that. I've been meaning to do that on my guitar.
It's more of a personal thing than like something you have to do. Like,
I know.
I feel better once I get everything, then I can like.
I know. I want to get all the songs because I still don't have Enter Sandman yet, which is kind of sad because it's like
every time I go to your house, I'm like, oh, let's play Boston. You're just like, I don't have it yet.
Shut up! I'm gonna get it soon. Whenever I decide to play it, maybe tomorrow.
Yeah.
So that's really all I've been playing this week.
Take care of you right there. Or?
Yeah, well, that's what it is for me.
Why isn't Uncharted on your list?
I think I pumped it in for like a minute and then I was like tired, so I went to bed. Oh. It should be on my list though because I really need to beat that game. I'm at the like the second part in Uncharted when you're on the stupid jet ski or jet boat, whatever the hell that fucking thing is.
Jet ski boat.
Whatever. And then I like get to a part. And I hate how you have to stop to shoot. It sucks. So you're like a sitting duck there while you're shooting. It just pisses me off. So then how the hell are you supposed to shoot them?
Isn't that the whole combat thing in that game is hiding behind stuff, Nick.
I know, but you can't do it on a jet ski.
Is that the part where there's like people shooting at you from the barrels and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, that part, I just did it by, like, killing one guy at a time. Kill one guy, move to a different location, go back, kill another guy.
Yeah, I know. I can do it eventually, but I've just been kind of getting mad at it, so I'm like, screw this.
I finished it in, like, two tries, I think. I don't know why it's taken you so long.
I don't know. I've only tried it about 2 times, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's a fun game. Like, one of the best.
Yeah, it's so worth every penny. I love that phrase, worth every penny, because it is.
It's definitely telling of a Naughty Dog game. So.
Yeah. So I'm hoping to be pumping up some more of that and some other games, hopefully in this next week. Maybe get off the wall a little bit.
Can't wait till you get to chapter chapter 18 or whatever it is in Uncharted.
Yeah, no, we'll be able to talk about it then finally.
I can't spoil anything.
Okay, well don't.
So
anyways, that's about it for me. Gower,
I guess we'll let Micah talk about his stuff that he plays non-PlayStation, I guess.
Well, do you want me to just talk about PlayStation or non-PlayStation? What?
No,
everything.
Talk about everything. Just if you got anything PlayStation, talk about it. We'll go depth.
Assassin's Creed for 360 and Call of Duty 4 for 360. I've been playing those. I'm going to talk about those stuff. I've been trying to beat Halo 3 on Legendary with my brother. That's pretty fun. What else am I playing? I've been playing a lot of Mario Kart. My DS is dying, so I need a new one. we play Mario Kart twice a day at school, morning and after school, and it's amazing.
I join in the afternoon.
Yes, slowly dying, so.
Me too.
Because I play it like every day. I mean, I really haven't been playing that much PlayStation stuff, I have to say. So
yeah,
sorry.
That's fine.
That's
It's cool. It's cool. I haven't been playing that much either. All you've been really playing on PlayStation is Rock Band.
Yeah, that's true.
At my house. Or Pratt's house. So.
Yeah.
That's about it, right?
Yeah, that's about it.
You ever finished Daxter, Mike?
Okay, I got to like the last level and I got stuck in this one part. I just never figured out how to beat it.
Is it the part where there's like big guys walking around and like kill you the second they see you?
No,
oh,
I don't think
that spoils something.
I'm a little bit farther than don't worry about that. No, I'm a little bit farther than that, I think.
Oh, actually, you are probably.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll talk to you about it later, but.
You should really finish that game. It's actually.
I should.
The fun thing.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Mhm. So I guess that takes care of that. What you have been playing?
Yep.
Yeah, well, I'm going to squeeze in a special surprise segment right here for you guys. Game of the year, what is it, Nick, for you?
Game of the year? For
last
what?
Last year, 2007.
Last year? Ooh, I got to think about this one. Like, out of PlayStation?
Out of anything.
Out of anything? Well...
You know, Burning Crusades came out last year, too.
Yeah, I know, that's why I'm going to say Burning Crusade.
But it's an expansion, not a game.
I know, but it's still...
Oh,
it's
they're still charged as much as a game, that's right.
Yeah. I don't know. If I had to... I'd say, well, I'd probably... Oh, that's tough. That's tough. It's just like... Because... Oh, God.
Just hurry
I want to say, okay, between... for me, personally, I love WoW, so it'd probably be Burning Crusade or Rock Band.
Burning Crusade or Rock Band, huh?
Yep. How about you?
Me? After some close review, I mean, I played Call of Duty 4, I played Bioshock, I played all those games. I guess at the end of the day, I'm going to go with Uncharted.
Really?
Really. You have to play through the whole game to know what I'm talking about.
No, no, it's not that it's a bad game. It's not that I don't like the game. Like, I really enjoyed the game. It's just...
Even after playing Ratchet. Okay.
And, I know what you mean. Sometimes you just don't want to play it, I guess, you know?
I don't know. I'm just kind of weird. But anyways.
And,
you're going with Uncharted?
Yeah, but there's some close seconds and thirds out there.
Yeah, with Ratchet. It was a good year. And this next year is going to be a freaking great year for the PlayStation 3, man.
Yep.
I suppose we should just introduce our slogan right now. Pratt, would you like to do it?
No, I'll let you take this. You know, I don't want to take away your moment.
Okay, so the slogan is 2008 Believe. And I would like to mention that Pratt came up with this before the stupid Halo thing.
No, actually, I did get it from the Believe thing from Luke Smith, who works at Bungie Studios. So,
still. We're going to say come out before the Halo thing, because it's more fun. Anyways, yes, 2008 Believe.
Yeah. It is...
That's our slogan.
We're going to believe.
We're going to believe.
So, Mike, what do you got for Game of the Year?
Yeah.
Game of the Year... God, this is such like game
for you. What's the game of the year? The game that you like played and you're just like, oh my god, I love this.
Mario Galaxy.
Yeah.
That's not a bad choice. I mean,
it screwed up Nick's brain, but you know. Oh no, crap, no. That one or Orange Box. Orange Box is also amazing.
Oh damn, yeah, that's up there too. Oh my god, I chose Uncharted. Stupid me, I should have chosen Portal.
Well, I mean, you can't skip more, but you gotta choose Orange Box.
Yeah, well, you
the whole package.
All the, no, but
that's second. That's second.
Game
okay,
of the
that's
year,
se- that's second for me. That's second. Orange Box is second for me.
But I don't know if that's Game of the Year though.
Orange,
yeah.
it goes Uncharted, Orange Box,
but it was one of the
Ratchet,
most fun.
And what?
I mean, it was really like profound. Oh, like Nick, you just got screwed up when I played Portal and Galaxy.
Oh my god,
playing Portal, the last level. Is there anything they can do to perfect this, because I think they hit perfection at that moment.
Oh my god, it's such a good game.
Yeah.
Didn't Orange Box come out for like PS3 and like 360 and stuff?
Yes, for it's out there.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's cool.
Yep.
Okay. Well, we done there?
Yeah, we done there. Okay, so a PlayStation Store update.
Add-on game content.
Thursday, this stuff came out. We had the Guitar Hero 3 stuff, which I don't think I've even heard of any of these.
This one, I don't think we're even going to try to say. It's like, I think it's... Yeah. Gowers is German.
Yeah, is that German, Mike?
What?
The Guitar Hero 3 track, three. First one.
Yeah, oh. It's like...
Yes, that is very much German.
Well, could you say that for us? Cause
yeah, could you say that for
Adobe.
Us?
Opening Adobe. There. Oh, what the goddamn it!
Why don't you have your show notes
open right now?
It's minimized. There, okay. That is the Fantastic Vier. That's the Fantastic Four. Oh my god, we sung that in German once. They're called the Fantastic Four.
Okay.
Ernten was wir sehen.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
No. Well, it's a $249 single track.
Wait, what? Yes. Okay, wait.
$249.
Called Die Fantastischen Vier? Because you say it's performed by Ernten was wir sehen.
What? No.
It's performed by. I think it's the song name.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
Well,
the song name is Ernten was wir sehen. And then, yeah, continue.
Yes.
Well, other stuff, we had a Trust by Antisocial. I never heard that before.
No. It's Antisocial as performed by Trust.
Oh, Antisocial as performed by Trust? Oh, okay. Well, I got this figured out now. I figured out what the parentheses are over.
Yes, obviously. Dear.
Okay. Well, I got So Payaso performed by Extremoduro. I think that's... What's up with all these...
All these tracks are $249.
Yeah, $249, and I never heard of that. Like stuff.
Yeah. Never heard of any of those.
And then you get these Warner reprise tracks, like No More Sorrow by Linkin Park, Sleeping Giant by Mastodon, and Pretty Handsome, Awkward, as performed by The Used.
Okay, I've heard of The Used and Linkin Park out of everywhere. I think I've heard of Mastodon, too, but the only song that I would ever play out of all these is No More Sorrow. By Linkin Park. It's not even one of their good ones either.
And it's in the pack, so you can't buy it separately.
Yeah, I know. That's the dumb part. The pack is $625 for three songs.
Yeah, and, you know, and you get guitar and bass, you know.
Yeah, that's all bucks. You get is guitar and bass. Okay. Well, yeah. That's all that came out.
I still can't
that.
Believe you guys were laughing at me for like going like, oh, Rock Band is totally going to own Guitar Hero.
Well, we didn't know. Okay, so Rock Band. Build your Rock Band library by purchasing these song game tracks. Okay, by the way, guys, please note this. You actually need to own Rock Band in order to play these tracks. Okay, I don't know why they put that there.
Yep.
I don't know.
Straight
okay.
from the PlayStation blog.
Okay, so these next songs are all 99 cents each. We got Attack by 30 Seconds to Mars, The Kill by 30 Seconds to Mars, which I personally downloaded, two decent songs, Dirty Little Secret by the All-American Rejects, Move Along by the All-American Rejects, two rather not so, I don't know, I don't really like those songs, I don't really like the All-American Rejects, but some people do. It's got some good singing and some other good
it's
parts.
It's 99 cents.
Yeah, it's 99 cents. So,
and it's
okay,
so
saying, you know?
Yeah, it's basically like downloading a track on iTunes, like Gower just said. I can see why it's on Rock Band because you get the singing and there's some decent guitar parts. It's not too tough though. Then we got Song with a Mission by The Sounds. Haven't heard of them. These next three songs are all $1.99 each. So
that's the licensing's probably a little bit more expensive for like Lynyrd Skynyrd and Rush.
Yeah. So we got Limelight by Rush, which I've never heard, but I'm sure it's good because it's by Rush.
It's a good song.
Yeah. Then we got Hard to Handle by the Black Crowes. Never even heard of it, but hey, it's not bad. And then Gimme Three Steps by Lynyrd Skynyrd, which I personally haven't heard, but I know of Skynyrd and they're good. So
Give me three. I heard that song actually, and I'm not white, so. Ooh.
Wow, had a bush. Yeah, so, like, personally, I think that Rock Band's downloadable content is way better. They already have, like, way more songs out, plus they're 99 cents for a song. I mean, I think $1.99 is the most for a song, and freaking Guitar Hero's charging $2.49 for stuff we've never even heard of. I mean, like, I'm sure some of the songs are alright, but plus on Rock Band you get two extra parts. You get a drum part and a singing part. So, yeah. I don't know. Rock Band's definitely winning the downloadable content thing just because they got, like, when I look at the song list that Rock Band has out and the ones that Guitar Hero has out, like, Rock Band just totally destroys them.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was kind of, you know what was really stupid about Guitar Hero? You know what was really stupid about Guitar Hero 3?
What?
You know, the boss battles? Like, you can't even play those songs unless you download them off the store.
No, it's,
I mean, they're
no,
free.
No, it's already on the disc. It's a 100K thing, like a little line of code or something, like, unlock them.
Yeah, no, I don't understand why they didn't just...
For the Wii, you can't do that.
Oh, yeah, the Wii and PS2 users?
Which is,
oh, sorry.
Which is stupid, though. It's like, well, they thought about it for the PS3 and 360 later, and they got you a little patch for it, but they're just like...
You know, we'll see,
that's why you buy it on a next-gen console.
Wow, I'm just gonna not respond to that again.
I know you won't. Okay,
don't
Brad,
be, don't, be, don't, don't be mean to Mike, come on.
Sorry, okay, take the next one.
Okay, fine. Well, we got some Need for Speed Pro Street stuff. I mean, if anybody cares, you can unlock cars that you can normally get through career. I don't want to read off the cars, because I'm sure nobody
I don't see why you'd pay money if you can just go unlock them.
Well, nobody wants... Some people don't want to go through career. Maybe they're, like, lazy.
I guess, but
maybe
still,
they just want to go, like, straight to, like, racing and stuff.
True, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's half the fun, though, in my opinion.
Yeah,
but,
yeah. Well, some demo.
Okay.
We got demos.
I'll take demos.
Take demos. Okay. Well, I definitely got some video.
Okay, fine. The NFL Tour 09 Network Demo. You're the star of the NFL's traveling roadshow in NFL Tour. This is a hard-hitting, pulse-pounding game of 7-on-7 football. NFL Tour football is the way you've always wanted to play it. Haven't downloaded it. Looks stupid.
NFL Tour. Just, oh, no.
Yeah, it's... This is just... I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't even heard anything about this. I just read this now, to be perfectly honest, and it sounds retarded. 7-on-7 football? What are you, stupid?
Okay.
Anyways,
take
the game videos, Fred.
Well, this week we got a nice game video, Gran Turismo 5 Prologue, the Japanese launch trailer. Yeah, and anybody that has not played Gran Turismo 5 in whatever form, Japanese demo or whatnot, they are really missing out, because I downloaded this with my Japanese PlayStation account, and my god.
Hey, Iptique?
Yeah?
I have never played a Gran Turismo game.
Yeah, I don't know if you'd really like it, though. It's kind of... It's, like,
no,
really realistic driving.
Like, I really... Like, today, at where I work at a gas station, we had to drive off, and the guy asked me what the kind of car it was, and I said it was black.
It was black.
I have no idea about any cars. And then the guy next to me was just, like, naming off what kind of car it is. Like, a Ford Explorer or something. I don't know. I was like, it's black. What do you want me to say? I don't... No cars. I don't care.
You don't care about
cars. Mario Kart.
But see, this is a this is more of a simulation, Mike.
Well, if you want to go driving, I'll go and get my car and drive.
Where the hell am I going to get a 600 horsepower car?
I know.
I don't care. That's the whole point. Is that I don't care. I'm sorry.
I know, but
33 million Gran Turismo owners out there. That's more than the 64 installed base, GameCube installed base.
I know, I'm just saying. I know you.
You like a lot of stuff that, is kind of weird.
That we don't like.
Wait. What are you implying here?
I'm implying that, like the anime stuff that you showed us at Nick's house. That was weird.
Heyo! Yeah, that was weird.
Moving along. We're not talking
yeah,
about
okay.
That.
All right, all right.
I'm just saying, well, you asked, like, weird. No, what's weird about
me? Mention that again, Brookie.
All right, let's go on. Let's go on.
Okay, fine. Well, we had the topic of the week. We had our 2008 predictions. So, what will happen, Nick? Do tell.
All right. Honestly, this is my prediction. We staying on top. PS3 is going to close the gap on the 360 because the 360 doesn't really have much coming out for it, I don't think.
A Fable 2.
Okay, well.
I don't know if they'll do more.
Is that really going to sell a console?
Is it going to sell stuff, or is it like consoles? Or is it going to sell to like the people that already have it?
Or is it just going to sell? I don't know. But see, with PS3, I can think of some games that are coming out for it. Like, well, I don't know if it's Chronicles or Story. Hopefully, White Knight Chronicles or Story, whatever it is. Is it Chronicles or Story, Brad?
I don't know. I've heard both from multiple.
Okay, so well that should be pretty sweet. I don't know if it'll sell PS3s.
Level 5's making it. I heard Mike's been playing a level 5 game on his PSP. I don't know if he likes their gameplay.
Which one is that one?
Jeanne d'Arc.
Jeanne d'Arc, yeah, that was a good game. I didn't get that far in it though, because I got kind of distracted with other games.
Yeah. Let's see. What else? What else is coming out in 2008? We got, you know, we can always hope for Final Fantasy 13.
One can dream.
Wow, that would be sweet.
Oh my god, have you seen the trailers? The newer ones?
Yeah, I have.
Any? Mike, have
of course
you?
I have.
What?
Have you seen the new trailers?
For Final Fantasy
13 and Versus?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're sweet.
God. EA.
Oh.
That guy from Versus, total badass.
Of course. And then we got Devil May Cry 4, which I know is coming out for 362, but it's going to be sweet nonetheless. And I think it was originally being made for the PS3, so it'll probably look better on PS3.
I've heard from multiple sources that have played it that they have seen both versions, and it does look slightly better.
Yeah, I don't know. To some people, it doesn't really matter.
I heard it's actually not that big. Like, not a big difference. Like, if you, it's one of those things. Like, if you try, you'll notice it.
Yeah. Then of course, probably one of the biggest games of the year, that I know Pratt is personally just totally wants to beat off to, Metal Gear Solid
4.
Yes, sir.
Guns of the Patriots.
Yes, sir.
It's a complete title, I believe.
Yeah.
You're borrowing my copy of 2, so.
Yeah, I know.
I think I'm gonna play through that one. I'm gonna play through that one again, just to catch up on the story. Because this one's actually the successor to 2, technically, in story mode, I guess.
That's cool. Yeah, so. That game should sell pretty well. Like, when we watch that gameplay trailer or whatever, it's like, you're like actually in the action. I don't know if anyone has seen it, but I do recommend going and watching that video. That's crazy. Like, I think it was at the Tokyo Game Show he showed it off. Was that it?
Well, people actually played it for like a while at the Tokyo Game Show. He showed it off at the Metal Gear 20th anniversary party.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. And like, you can like cloak yourself to like any texture in the game, and like you get like a bunch of different suits, and instead of the box you get a barrel, and then you get a nice men's magazine, which will
yes!
make me feel pretty well.
You get a little monkey too. I mean,
yeah, you get a monkey. Yeah, so all in all, the game looks really, really tight. So
don't forget the guy taking a dump in the barrel.
Yeah. I'll take a dump in a barrel anytime.
I heard that there's like that guy in like every single like game.
Yeah.
There's always some guy somewhere taking a dump in a barrel.
Yeah.
Wouldn't surprise me.
It's weird like that.
That's awesome. So that's definitely a game that's gonna, I think that game would sell some PlayStation 3 consoles.
I'm sure it will. I mean, I know like I heard that there's like a lot of people like waiting to buy that, like a PS3 just for that game.
Mm-hmm. That game will definitely sell consoles. Is Killzone supposed to be coming out on 08?
Yeah, Killzone's 08.
Yeah, so they Killzone might be alright. I don't know. It's not gonna. I don't think it. Honestly, I don't think it's gonna kill Halo or anything. But hopefully that'll kill sell some consoles. It looks pretty tight. From what I've seen of it, which is about just that little trailer that you can download or whatever, looks pretty cool. But how the heck am I supposed to tell from that?
The game engine is actually very good. I don't know. Have you seen it? The trailer?
Yeah. I've seen the trailer like many a time. It's on my PS3 right now. It looks pretty tight. So,
What you can do with like cover and stuff. It's
It looks really tight and it looks scary too. So, sounds like something fun to play.
Something Mike might get scared of. I don't know.
Yeah.
What game?
Killzone.
Those games never really appealed to me. I've never even played one, but they just don't look very good to me. Whatever. I'm not going to talk about this because I know nothing about Killzone.
Yeah.
Well, I know someone that probably hasn't played Killzone and hates it already.
Who?
I don't want to mention any names. Well, actually, well, it's Cody.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, whatever. Dude, don't even bring him into this. He just hates PlayStation. Period.
Did something happen? Like all of a sudden, he just said he doesn't like Killzone.
He just says that he just doesn't like it. Well, he doesn't like Resistance either.
That's not a bad game.
You're probably playing it in my house, right? Or Pratt's?
No, I was talking about when you guys were at my house for what do you call it?
Or me and you playing co-op or something?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Fun. Yeah, that game's fun. Yeah. Resistance is
awesome.
But
it reminds me a lot of, not like the gameplay Gears of War, but the story Gears of War.
The story?
The story of Gears of War. It just reminds me a lot of it. I don't know.
I don't play Gears of War, so I wouldn't know.
I was going to pick up the PC version until I realized that I had to pay for Live for PC for that.
That's so stupid.
Like, oh, I'm not going to do that.
Yep. They got a stranglehold.
Yeah, so
I think I covered most of the games that are coming out. I think that
some stuff that you really didn't mention, we got Little Big Planet.
Oh yeah, I totally forgot about that.
Building your own platformer with friends.
Home.
I know home. It's gonna be exciting.
Oh, did you hear? Oh, what was it? Game called the one where you can make your own levels. And
Little Big Planet.
Yeah, pushed back until like 08, like end of the year 08.
September 2008 was the European official word.
I'll wait for it.
Back to fall 08, didn't they?
Yeah. What?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's pushed back to fall 08 in America too.
Yeah, it is.
Actually. Yeah. Depressing, isn't it?
I know. I'd rather have a perfected game than a game.
Brawl. I would still be mad though. I mean, that might have made me get a PS3 if it was good enough, but...
If it was good enough, what,
hey,
it's
maybe
not good enough
maybe, 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 maybe you'll get one this fall or something.
I can't judge it just on, like...
I know, I'm just saying, like, then you might be able to... I'm just saying, like, next fall you might want to pick one up.
The game looks really sweet.
You know, by next fall they might squeeze another price cut too for you, Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really not that much anymore. $500 for that system.
$400.
Well, I'm talking about for the one that you probably want to buy.
I don't know. A lot of people are like the $400 one's like outselling the $500 one by.
Yeah, no, this because it's cheaper. Year.
Is that
I don't know.
So price,
I just wish. I'm just glad I got my 60 gig.
Yeah. Oh my god. You have no idea how glad I was. I got the 60 gig. Well, you know, the thing is, I'm glad that I have it. But the thing is, I don't play PS2 games on it.
Yeah. No. Neither.
Honestly, the only time I might have popped in one was like early on in the year, maybe once to play like Final Fantasy or something.
Mhm.
But that's about it. But I really don't use it for that. Because, mm-hmm. as you know, I don't know, I just don't do it. Like, I realized that too after I got my...
You just
after
don't
I got
even
my,
play that many PS2 games on it.
Like, just, see, after I got my... When I got my PS2, like, the one thing, like, you know, like, my mom was like, oh, so you can play all your old games on it too? That's nice. But the thing is, like, once I got it, like, I played, like, a little bit, but not, like...
Not that much, yet.
Yeah, like, I just moved out, like, PS2 games because they're fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So yeah, two other things that might be able to surprise you there is Resistance 2 and God of War 3.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
2008. Are you Resistance 2, God of War 3? You just all you have
Man,
to say
I'm
is
gonna
true.
Man, I'm going to be spending so much money this coming up year.
All you have to say is true, Nick.
Yes, sir. I'm just going to be spending so much money. This is going to suck.
I thought 2007 was bad.
Yeah, I know. I thought I totally should not have bought the Eye of Judgment.
I guess I got the Eye.
You can use that
for like all other games.
I don't really want to buy the booster packs because I don't even like play with anyone. So, whatever.
Well, you gotta think about it. The Eye's for you got the game Eye of Judgment, so you're out $30.
Yeah. Oh well.
Yeah,
see. Yeah, like I said, I think Wii is gonna stay way ahead, just cause nothing's stopping because it just sells, because it's cool for everyone. Like I said, Wii personally I don't like it that much just because there's not many games coming out for it, except for the only games I'm really looking for is what's that Heroes game? No More Heroes or whatever? Is that what it's called? Yeah,
total flop in Japan.
It
didn't make top 30 even.
Well, Japan's weird. We'll see how it
Japan's
comes out.
Japan's weird.
Yeah, yeah, well, it'll probably sell more in America.
Whatever. I'll see how it is. Because they look at it, and they're just like, we got games like this. What are you talking about? Because they've had games like that for a long time. And it comes over here, and we're just like, breath of fresh air. But, you know, it might suck.
Yeah, the only two games that I really see coming out for Wii are like, isn't No More Heroes coming out here soon?
I have no idea.
You know what? I think it's coming. It should be coming out in the next few months.
Yeah, because like the only two games that I can really think of for Wii right now is that and Brawl. Settle down.
Brawl. Mike's gonna go crazy for that because it's like the ultimate Nintendo fan service.
It's like the only. That's the game I've been waiting for just so long, dude. Pratik, you can't deny. Those games are really fun.
I just said it's the ultimate Nintendo fan service.
Mhm. It's a good game.
Peach, show her tits.
You're taking it too far.
Well, it's already an explicit podcast, but I can say whatever.
Yeah, say whatever.
I know.
Say whatever you want.
I don't care.
Go ahead, Nick. Swear. Go ahead, Nick. Just go ahead.
Fuck.
There we go.
Fuck the Wii.
Can I swear?
Yeah, go ahead, Mike. Go swear. Go nuts.
Breast.
Breast.
Get it? The wow, that was... Cold, that breast would go inside where it's hooter.
That was funny.
I'm sorry. I'm just... Okay, continue on. I interrupted.
It's okay. Go ahead. Oh, it's okay. We're explicit.
Fuck.
What are
Anyways.
We on right now? I haven't been paying attention.
We're still on our 2008 predictions.
Yeah, if we get done with
like,
Nick.
Okay, let me finish what I was going to say, damn it.
Finish your predictions, Nick, so I can move on, and then we can have Mike's input and whatnot.
I have a thing about the Blu-ray thing, so that's why I wanted it.
It's in the news section. You better not spoil my news section.
We're not there yet!
God! Okay, so like I said, the Wii is going to stay above because it's the Wii, and it's a split market. And so that's how that works. But the PlayStation, I think, is going to easily catch up to the 360 because they don't have, like, anything coming out. PS3 has a lot coming out. So, like, Pratt say 2008, believe. Our Pratt, what do you think?
Well, let's see. My predictions, I don't think GTA 4 will come out in March.
You don't think so?
I have not seen any trailer, like any like gameplay footage, anything. I've seen two or three trailers. That's it. It's March. It's 2 months. I mean, you figured like next month they should be done with it next month, so it can ship in March.
I doubt that.
I know. I think that's going to be pushed back.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know.
Because there's so little stuff out there. There's nothing out there about the game yet.
I know. That's what I just said,
Mike. They have so many more trailers and shit.
That's what I just said, Mike.
Oh. Well,
That's exactly what he said. Yeah, but he is agreeing with you, so.
I know that. Well, so that, don't expect it in March. I'm telling you that right now.
Yep.
Other stuff that might be able to expect is Resistance 2, because Insomniac's good about that stuff. I mean,
yeah.
They brought out Ratchet, the day they said they were going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a year after Resistance.
Yeah, that was really good.
They're really good with this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess Resistance 2, you can expect that. It's not confirmed or anything yet.
They totally, totally set that up for another story.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of teased out about that on their last podcast too. It's like, oh, we're gonna maybe next season on our podcast we'll talk about more about our next game. That's all they said.
Yeah.
So waiting on the next Full Moon show so I can get some info.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And, I guess other predictions, I guess the Wii, with its, stuff that it's got going for it, will continue to be on top. I don't see any signs of it slowing down in 2008.
Are they still, unavailable everywhere?
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, it's maybe you should learn.
There's one time when me and Nick went to...
Okay, they're working on it.
Me and Nick went to Walmart one time, we saw him. Remember, Nick?
Yeah, I know, there was like
we
a million,
there?
I was like...
I know, we went like, there. I think they just got a shipment or something.
I know,
we went there,
I know,
was,
and
like,
I was like,
there.
I was like, you proud, I go, call soccer moms. remember that?
Silence again.
Oh my god, right away we went there. Mike, go ahead, argue.
No, I'm not going to argue. It's a PlayStation podcast, I'm not going to argue.
So, if I was on a Nintendo podcast, I'd defend what I believe in, so I figured,
I figured you'd defend.
I figured, defend your beliefs. I mean, it's like the one thing you...
No, it's fine. Don't worry. Just keep going.
Okay, fine.
Turn into another argument episode on a certain other podcast we did.
Believe it or not, that was actually one of our top downloaded episodes.
What? Oh, we went from 10 to 11?
No, we actually got that in the 30s.
Yeah. That's, okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So, Mike, I mean, if you want to defend anything, go feel free. Seriously, feel
but
free.
Just continue on with your predictions. He understands.
Yeah. So, other stuff, my predictions, we will keep it on top. Because of, stuff. I don't know specifically. I think Brawl will give it a boost from, the.
Well, no. Wii's going to stay on top. Guaranteed.
Yeah, Brawl will give it a boost. But they got Mario Kart. Maybe some unannounced stuff, too.
Oh, my God. Mario Kart's going to be lead, too. Sorry.
Maybe some unannounced stuff. Star Fox, yes. So, we get some of that, maybe. I don't know. Announcement, at least. Yeah, Star Fox. You know what that is, right, Mike?
What? Star Fox? Yeah. I'm a big Star Fox fan.
Oh, come on.
Star Fox is shit.
I've never played Star Fox. I've never played the first one. I've actually never played any of the Star Fox games. I played them, a little bit.
You never played Star Fox, Mike. And you call yourself a Nintendo fan.
Oh, shut up.
No, I'm just kidding. I'll be quiet.
You've never beaten Final Fantasy VII, you call yourself a... Just kidding. Don't kill me.
No, I won't kill you.
Okay. I will, though.
I was trying to pull one out of my ass and failed.
Okay. Brad, predictions?
Yeah, other predictions. PS3 will close the gap on 360. We will die in 2009. Oh, did I say that out loud? Whoops.
Keep going. Just keep going. These are your honest predictions. So
yeah, but I think what you'll hear is, and I think the next Xbox might not be that far off. Maybe 2009. You'll get something about it. And other stuff. By 2009, PS3 will have a strong lead, and will continue to go beyond. So, Mike,
nice prediction.
What do you got?
Yes.
What's your prediction?
of everything.
In all seriousness.
In all seriousness, please. Like, if you have any opinions about anything.
I think it's going to stay the exact same. I might actually get a PS3 because there might be some good games coming out. And I think the current, like, you know, like, Wii 360 PS3 ranking right now is going to stay the same. You know, like, Wii's in first for the sales, talking about, then the 360, then the PS3. I don't think that's going to change at all. Because, I mean, PS3 is not going to catch up to the 360. It's just too far ahead and stuff like that.
Not even narrow the gap.
Well, it'll probably, it might. I think it might
I'm not saying it's going to pass the 360.
It'll get a boost when Gran Turismo 5 comes out. That it'll get a big boost, but it won't ever catch up.
A big boost when you get like Metal Gear Solid.
Metal Gear Solid is another one that will give it a big boost. It's true.
What's your Wii stuff?
What do you mean?
What about your Wii predictions?
Wii staying up.
Is that going to stay up?
Yeah, Wii's going to stay up.
2008 and beyond.
Is that even a question?
And we're probably going to see a few more, like, I'm hoping at least we might see a few more, like, you know, kind of under the radar hits.
Are they going to have a harder iteration like the DS or?
What do you mean, like a new DS?
Well, no, like hardware iteration on the Wii, like they did with the DS. You think that's going to happen?
I doubt it. They would have announced it. Maybe in 2009, but I doubt in 2008.
2009, they better.
And if anything, it might just be more colors. Cause,
yeah, more colors probably seems like Nintendo's way to go on things.
I heard they're making a new DS iteration, though.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing, too. I don't know why. I mean, it's printing money.
You know what they're going to do, though?
What, flash storage?
Well, they're gonna take out the
I know the GBA card's coming out, make it a little bit thinner.
It's actually, I've seen pictures of it, and I mean, it would be a lot thinner, and the screen is bigger. But I don't think it would be worth it. I'd stick with my old DS Lite.
You don't go out and buy a whole new one.
You don't have to get it. Like the fat to the light was kind of a needed upgrade because it looks a lot, like the light is a lot better. But if you go to that one to the new one, I'm not going to do it. I want the GBA slot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The backwards compatibility is a big thing for me.
The backwards compatibility is a big thing for you, isn't it? Is that what you got the Wii? Because you can tip it over. You got the GameCube right there.
Yeah. Well, nice. I still have the GameCube, but I gave it to my brother. College, but yeah, I mean, the backwards compatibility is nice because I still play GameCube games like Super Smash Brothers. I love that game.
Yeah, it is. The GameCube was pretty nice. Mm-hmm. I mean,
GameCube sucked.
Well, I'm not gonna argue again, so you just keep moving on,
Mike. Please argue.
Move on.
Okay, let's move on.
We're moving on.
Yep, that's his predictions. Let's move on.
What about your Blu-ray predictions?
No, he said he was going to say something about that.
The GameCube is the Dreamcast of last generation.
The Dreamcast was in the same generation as GameCube.
Yes, but it died. Well, the GameCube and the Dreamcast were not around at the same time.
It's the same generation. Dreamcast, PS2, GameCube, Xbox.
But the Dreamcast came way before the Dreamcast, so whatever.
Dreamcast came out in 99. PS2 came out in 2000. It's not that big. Like, 360 came out last year.
But I'm saying the PS2 has such a damn long lifespan that screwed me up.
Oh, yeah, that did screw you up, didn't it? Well, PS2's still going strong.
That's not really a defined generation, though. You got, like, the first generation, the second generation, then you got, like, the generation, and then you got this generation. I'm kind of confused in that one. Because you got some, I don't know, whatever. Just keep talking.
You want to go back? You want to go, like, far back?
Just keep talking.
Okay, fine. Yeah, so what about your Blu-ray thing you were going to talk about?
Okay, no, let's just, like,
Mike said he was going to say something about that. I want to know what he was going to say.
I found this little chart on the internet about what people are currently supporting Blu-ray versus HD-DVD. And, let's see here, we got, I'd say about 75% of the chart is Blu-ray. You know? Like, Warner Brothers is a big one, 20th Century Fox and Sony are all on Blu-ray. And again, Universal and Paramount on HD DVD, but it's not enough. I really don't know who went. Because it's just been going back and forth.
Been going back and forth? In terms of sales, not like studio support.
Oh, sales?
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, HD DVD was doing good in the beginning. It's just the problem with Blu-ray that I see is the name. You're not going to get that many people like you know, some random like granny or just like lady.
Random lady.
She has no idea about technology, and she's like, you know.
Yeah, what?
What's this, you know, high definition Blu-ray? I mean, it doesn't really associate.
It doesn't associate, but see, the thing about it is the stuff Betamax, that those VHS people.
VHS makes sense.
VHS. It's like, what do you know what VHS stands for, Mike?
I can't remember, but it's like video. but listen, Betamax doesn't sound as, you know.
It sounds a little bit more high tech than VHS.
Yeah, exactly. HD DVD, you're just like HD DVD, but whatever. I think Blu-ray probably.
But Blu-ray can't use the DVD name in there because they're not from the DVD Association.
I know,
and it's
not
the official successor.
And but I do think that Blu-ray will win because PS3 is really pushing Blu-ray, while the 360 is kind of like whatever, do what you want. They don't care.
Microsoft has said on some occasions that like if Blu-ray wins, they might just add the Blu-ray add-on instead
of
Yeah, they don't care. Yeah, they just, I don't know, they threw the whole thing about, you know, the guy who directed Transformers or whatever? Michael Bay or something, I don't know. I think that's his name. Well, he came out, you know, his studio came out and, like, his studio, not him, his studio was bought off by Microsoft and, them to go HD DVD exclusive for 18 months, you know. Paramount and DreamWorks, that deal.
Huh.
Yeah, well, he said that the only reason Microsoft is prolonging this little fight thing is so they want to, like, you know, they're just prolonging it so they can perfect their digital download service. So, like, a few years from now, they're going to be the ones that have the digital download service.
Hmm.
And I don't know. I mean, it sounds like. Sounds like Microsoft tactics.
Yeah.
Yeah. But see, the thing... Well, see, that's... anybody knows that that's where the future is going. But I'm just saying, what? Like... I think this will be the last, like, actual, like... physical-based, like, storage medium for, like, movies. Like, Blu-ray and stuff. Because I think after that, it'll go totally, like, digital download to, like... your home media server or something like that.
Yeah, probably. I agree with that.
Yeah. What do you think, Mike?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so...
Well, I mean, we'll see.
So I guess that ties in a little bit with our news, because Warner Brothers is now exclusively backing Blu-ray. I got a little quote from them. Nick, you want to read the quote?
Yes, sure. The window of opportunity for high-definition DVD could be missed if format confusion continues to linger. We believe that exclusively distributed in Blu-ray will further the potential for mass-market success and ultimately benefit retailers, producers, and most importantly, consumers, said Warner Bros. Chairman and Chief Executive Barry Meyer about the announcements. Mint.
Yeah. Somebody's joining onto the Blu-ray bandwagon by choice, not by being bought out.
Yep.
So, yeah. Other news, Skype might be coming to PSP.
That would be pretty sweet. So how would that work?
Well,
anywhere you get, like, Wi-Fi or something, or what?
Well, yeah, internet connection. Well, yeah. You get the PSP headset. I mean, people play SOCOM and stuff with it. I'm sure you can... I think it's like $20 or something.
I think it would be cool, because then you just basically get a cell phone.
Wherever you have Wi-Fi.
If you have a PSP. And Skype is really nice. I'd like to get a Skype cell phone, but, you know, it's way too expensive. But, you know.
Skype cell phone.
About it. Skype is so nice. You can just...
Skype is really nice, actually.
Yes,
we're doing this over Skype.
Skype right now?
I know.
Yeah. Skype is to shit.
Yeah, Skype is to shit.
Yes.
So, all right. I mean, I'd be really happy if that happened. Other stuff? I got this one. Okay.
All right. Haze might be hitting stores in March after some delays last year.
So, you know, last year, like, E3 07, Sito's coming out fall. Got pushed back to January, and now I think it's going to be around March-ish. But, you know, now you get a little pre-order incentive. Mike alluded to before the show.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Well, what would that be?
I'm really curious about this game, though. Is it come out yet anywhere?
No, it's in development.
Okay, I thought it already came out.
That's why it's a pre-order incentive.
I know, but that story's old. I thought it already come out, but I guess not.
No.
All right. Well, I guess now it's
a little, did you tell them about this little syringe pen?
Oh yeah. Okay. If you pre-order this game Haze, you get like this syringe. With like in the game, I don't know. It's about some sort of like drug.
You have like some nectar.
It's called nectar, yeah, and it's filled with nectar, but it's just it's fake.
It's just a pen. It's a pen.
Yeah, so it's a pen. It's a clicky pen, apparently, which would be cool. I think it's a clicky pen.
Maybe you use a little syringe top.
A little syringe top, you know, but that's kind of dangerous depending on where you use it.
Don't use it at your schools.
Yeah, or I mean. Might get fired at work for using it.
Yeah, you
do. NSFW people, NSFW. But yeah, that would be pretty sweet. I'm not gonna reserve it though. It's kind of like meh, you know. It's just gonna be another game.
Well, first of all, you don't have a PS3, so.
Well, isn't it coming out for 360?
Nope, exclusive.
Oh, well, then still meh though. I've seen ads and stuff for it. Yeah. Like, you know, nothing really jumps out at me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, yeah, other stuff, Far Cry 2, the, you know, the PC shooter Far Cry. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
I'll never play a Far Cry game.
Yeah.
Made by the same people who made Crysis.
Yeah, CryEngine. Crytek. Far Cry, CryEngine, I mean, it's all, like, interrelated. So I guess mm-hmm. that's coming to PS3 and 360, as well as the PC, obviously.
Yeah.
So I guess for PS3 fans can look forward to that, as well as 360 fans and PC fans.
Yeah, sounds like a pretty sweet game.
I guess we can close this stuff up now since we're...
Yeah, like Patique said, or I said, I don't remember, I think I said it, at the beginning of the show, we're going to try to get this out weekly. We'll try to get, I guess it's Sunday now since it's now 12:08. We'll try to get this out next Sunday. By next Sunday, hopefully, if Pratik isn't so lazy.
I'll try to put this up right away after I do some fixing up and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think we have any intro music this time, do we?
I don't know. We'll come up with something.
We'll find something maybe next time or so.
If not next time, we'll find one now or I don't know. We'll figure it out. Oh. But yeah.
Yep.
If you want to contact us. We have an email account, actually a Gmail, playstationtemptation@gmail.com. And if you'd like to visit up
the blog,
the blog, PlayStation Temptation, I can't freaking talk.
PlayStationTemptation.blogspot.com.
Yes, sir. And show notes will be up there. If we talk about like anything in the show, like link-wise, we'll throw them up in the show notes. I'm going to be writing the show notes this time so Pratik doesn't spell things wrong or do anything stupid. Because his show notes right now are terrible. So I'll fix them up so they're all pretty so everyone else can read.
Yeah.
So, thanks for listening. If you like us, send us an email and tell us what you think, what we can improve on.
Or if you hate us, you know, send hate mail.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Yeah, send hate. We love hate mail, actually. I love hate mail. And then, tell your friends about us if you think we're good. And if you think we're bad, tell a bunch.